Somebody sold those in the Mishnabura. We're doing up until now, pass up on the Kismi. First of all, just one point in regards to what we're not going to discuss in the Mishnabura. One of the things we mentioned is that in our Simeon is Medayeg that the Tosos that we learned on Mbez Amad Aleph seem to say that the halacha is when it comes to pasa bovikistin and other things in the meal, the halacha is that those things combine together to create a shear. And I mentioned to you that Rav Rashbi said that for that reason, one needs to be careful at a kiddush. You need to be careful to make sure that you have a little bit of pasa bovikistin that there is, which we're going to do today, according to most folks, includes cake as well. So everything can be mitzarif, and there can be a few of berachas hamazon. So the Talmidim pointed out that they had heard from Rav Ami Shlita that Rav Zalman had a slightly different shita, and that is correct. And I spoke to Rav Ben Sal about it. Let's take a look in the Yitzchak Yikare. It's quoting in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Chav Dalid, on our page. Sivkatan Chav Dalid, there the Magen Avraham is quoted. Chasvu Akronim, Dimacholo Levado, Tzarek Shiyochal, Shir Shaheir Rigil, Lizbom in Levado. V'im Acholo Im Basar Lizbar Machen, Shimelach Simbo Akas. And if you eat other things that are joined bread, so then in such a case, Sagik Mishochal, Shir Shaheir Rigil, Lizbom in that they join together to create a Birkas Hamazon. So here, Rav Nevin Sal comments on Rav Shlomo Zalman's Havanah. It turns out that Rav Rashbigel was giving Rav Moshe's Havanah in the Magen Avraham, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's Havanah was the following, that the Magen Avraham, it's not the Pashtus of the Magen Avraham at all, although Rav Ami pointed out well that you could say that it's the Pashtus of the Mishnah Brura, that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that was daf to take a look at the Havanah. Only if you eat those things together. So the question is, what does it mean, eaten together? So we hear the pshat and eating together, Rav Nevin Sal told me, was like this. It doesn't mean that you have to mamish put it in your mouth together. It doesn't even mean that you put the crackers, the chalons on the crackers, or the herring on the crackers. But it means that when you eat them on the same plate. You're eating them all together. However, what often happens in the Kiddush, the kula of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was like this. That if you're at a Kiddush, and someone makes Kiddush, and then you make the mizonos, and no one today, nowadays, for my wife tells me, my wife's a nutritionist, so she tells me now carbohydrates are the worst, they're the devil, and proteins are the tzaddikim. She explains that it's not entirely true. But there are a lot of magic diets that are based on that. A lot of people will have the carbohydrate to the yotzei, they'll have a little bit of the cracker, they'll eat the cracker, then they'll have the herring, then the cholent, and then, okay, so maybe we'll skip the herring, but the cholent and so on. So there, that's where Shlomo Zalman's coming from. Yeah, he had an aflakis with Rav Moshe. What do we say that it's mitzarif even if you eat them entirely separately? So if it's a different buffet, and a person goes over and he has the cracker, so Rav Moshe says he has the cracker, he finishes the cracker, then he goes to the next buffet, and he has something else, so Rav Moshe says even that's mitzarif. And Rav Shlomo Zalman held, dafka shacholam yachad, if the nature is to eat them together, so it's a question where you draw the line. But I don't think, even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, it means that you have to eat it mamish on the cracker. As long as the person is eating it as one dish together, then it's mitzarif, or a mishel not that way. Look, in my case, I have two of my rabbeim, they're saying different things from their rabbeim. So in such a case, then I would be neder choshesh for the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. But you clearly, who are learning in the Beis Medrash, where Rav Nevin Sal is the gadol and the posek and in many ways leads us. So that in such a case, then to follow what Rav Shlomo Zalman said would be definitely correct. Yes, sir.
Yes. One cracker. Everything.
That's right. Even one cracker.
No,
Shir Kizai. Oh, Shir Kizai. So here in the Yitzchak Yikari, the answer is I'm not sure. he says here, Ubasar Beitzim Ashlimin Ganim Ain Shir Gimel Odal Beitzim Kema Be'Einim Ashlimin Lamiz Dat Yachi Pas Of Tzimzai. That's why it's always great to have a Rebbe. So, Nebensal says it's not Mashal unless it's a Gezai. So it would have to be a Gezai. So Stam, a little bit of a cracker wouldn't work. Nachom. So fair Ha'ara, we didn't point that out. So fair Ha'ara. Rabosai, let us now summarize what are the three positions of Hasab of the Kisnin and see the halachos that emerge from those three halachos. Of course, we saw the three shitas of Rishon that Mechaber says in Siv Zayim, and we didn't spend a lot of time emphasizing the shitas HaRambam that's in the second Yeshom. So let's see quick, let's start from the words of the Mechaber. We've already made reference to it. Now is our last day, so let's base our Hashem put everything together. Pasav of the kissing yesh before Hashem pasha also in the thesis, shemal and vash, rasuka, vaygod, vishkid, vitabun, vayem, and ikarim, etc. That you have these pockets, these torques, or tarts, that are used to, that hold the fruit. The yeshom, remember this sheet that we didn't spend enough time on, the sheet that's a rabbah, she isa she'irib vod vash o shem and ocholam, umine tablun ba'afot. Now I think the Mechaber's presentation is a relatively accurate presentation of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef goes through it in detail, where you add made peros into the item, then by definition that falls into the category of pas habavikisim. Now of course we're koshish for all those shitas, which will mean bottom line, let's talk practically now for the first time on this topic, that will mean bottom line that cake, therefore, also has a din of pas habavikisim. We never spelled that out entirely. But according to shitas HaRambam, it does. Now there is, for those of you who have a Tur Beis Yosef, I realize it's not in the volume that most of you have, there is an important comment of the Darkei Moshe, which has an afkamina on a small topic, and that is in regards to sweet challah. You're probably familiar with this discussion, that the Ramah comments, when this Rambam is quoted, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says the following, Afal ein ha-minik kidvara. The minik is not like what the Beis Yosef had said, he says in those days they used to have what we would call sweet challah, really, really, really sweet challah, and they would make amotzi. So here is relevant to what Yaakov Mordechai Yaakov had said to me in regards to, had asked me in regards to the minhag of the Sfardim. Here is where the custom for Sfardim and Ashkenazim really diverge. Take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah writes on our Se'if, V'yesh onrim shezeh nigre pas gomor. Some say that's called a pas gomor. Elim gen yesh ben harbe tavlin o dvash kimine mesika shekorin lekach shekemata dvash ka tavlin eimu nigre. So what's the bottom line in terms of sweet challah? So here, there are two different approaches. The Ramah says at the end of the day, if it's being eaten as bread, the whole series of bread, so then in such a case, even if it has a lot of tavlin, that's not going to be enough. It still has a din of pas. Now we're not talking about those things that are, we're going to see in a moment, we talk about things that are mamish brittle and like crackers. That's a different story. But we're talking about something that has the Torah Latin. The only thing that's changed is that made peros were put inside. The Ramah says that has a din of pas gomor, which has two practical implications of halacha. Number one is if you come to my house and my wife adds a lot of sugar and honey into the challah, nevertheless, if you're an Ashkenazi, it's not a problem. So then you, in such a case, you make a hamotzi. That's the opinion of the Ramah. The problem is, what's going to be according to Mechaber? So here, I didn't look it up, but I heard from Ravami that the Chacham Avadia has a tshuva, where the Chacham Avadia discusses that it is a big, big problem for the Sfaradim. And there might be some eitzes. I'll talk to the Sfaradim afterwards if we can come up with some solutions. If you're at my house or another Ashkenazi's house where the challah is very sweet, so then maybe there's a solution, maybe not. Some Sfaradim, if I'm not mistaken, actually bring their own challah for that reason. It could be even not the very sweet challah, even just in general. an egg salad that has a lot of stuff inside. Sfaradim, if you'll notice, that's I couldn't understand why in Israel, Sfaradim by a joke, I'm saying it's a joke, but why in Israel the challah was so awful. So that's the answer, because of the chavivus of the Pesach and the Mechaber and the minig, the beautiful minig of the Sfaradim that Chacham Levadi says we're not zoz. From the Pesach of the Mechaber. So the simple reading on the Mechaber is that the moment it has any peiros or mitumal, so then in such a case, it's going to be a mezonos. So that's why there's water challah, and so that's why water challah is so much more common. And it took me, I had to learn the Sefer Brachos to figure out, I didn't know what was going on. But now it makes sense, now we understand that in Eretz Yisrael there's more, a little bit more of a big duk la'alacha. So we wanted Achenu Asparagin to feel as comfortable as us. For that reason, it's kedai for us to be a little bit uncomfortable and have the water challah that's not as sweet. There's another sheet that comes out here. What became a chumrah for Sfaradim and kula for Ashkenazim could very well be reverses itself on the airplane. That on the airplane, by the way, on the airplane just tangentially. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't quoted accurately in the Halicha Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this was an amazing thing to see, in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you're davening with a minion, it's going to disturb other people, disturb the stewardesses or anybody else. Shlomo Zalman said you should not daven with a minion. That's in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo. One of the contemporary Sfarim quoted him, one of the Tefillah Sfarim quoted him, but they didn't spell out because it disturbs people. It was that just like Megillas Mistarim, like some Kabbalistic reason that you're not supposed to daven on an airplane with a minion, or maybe you shouldn't. They say Rosh Hashanah says maybe you shouldn't. They don't explain why. Should have explained why, because Rosh Hashanah was so sensitive to the feelings of others, even irreligious Jews. The thoughts of irreligious Jews are also important. Shehei Shem Shemayim Messiah Val Yadkor is also very, very important. So for that reason, Rosh Hashanah Zatzal said that if it's going to disturb, if, maybe it won't. Baruch Hashem, where the religious community is growing, and there's hopefully, because we're growing, there'll be more of a respect and an understanding, and not chas v'chalil, the opposite. So if that would be so then maybe there'll be more of an understanding for why minyan has a value, why it's important. But chas v'chalil, it creates a chilul Hashem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that one should. So now there's another big shad that comes up on the airplane, and that is one of the common things in mizonos rolls. Which actually affects getting up to wash. Do you need to get up and wash for mizonos roll? So the chumra, now the tables are turned. The chumra becomes a kula, and the kula becomes a churma. The ainu for Ashkenazim is mamish bread. So then, in such a case, bang, you have a problem. It's mamish bread. You can't make a mizonos on. It's a big shiloh. For Sfaradim, maybe there's more of a room to be making. So every kula becomes a churma, and every chumra becomes a kula. So for that reason, it's a real question about the mizonos rolls on the, that just because they have main peiros that are added inside, the chura it's going to get a hamotzi. The chura it's a hamotzi. What would happen if a person's not eating it as chal at all? I leave open the question. I'd like to hear what you think after shir. I don't want to discuss it now because there's a lot more to do. I'll take questions, but this I don't want to discuss now. But I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. What happens if the person's mamish eating as a snack? An Ashkenazi is mamish eating the mizonos rolls that's made out of only fruit juices. It's made only of fruit juices. It's not that there was a little bit of sugar or tablin out. It's made only of fruit juice. Could then he make a mizonos on it or not? I'm a little bit misupuk. I'd like to hear your thoughts after. Yes, Yisrael.
Even if it's a Sardis, so it wouldn't be Pasuk Omar, but it would be Pasuk Mekissim, right?
Right.
So then if you're being Kovan a suit on the rest
very
of
very good. That was my suggestion. That's why you're very good. That was why I said to Sfaradim, I had a couple of ideas to solve the problem. Nachon, you...
It's a lot, though, no?
Yeah, the problem is
Friday night, right?
Sorry for a lot.
Friday
night? Yeah, yeah. Zayin Echanami, that was the people that I wanted to go to. Now, Rebosan. I want to clarify something that we discussed in the Iyun Sugya, and then point out what the Halacha L'maisa is, and then get into a few practical examples. Yes, more examples. Says the Be'er Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskel V'Halacha K'Divrei Kulam, we're all familiar let's see it inside to make sure we're all familiar. That the Mechaber says when it comes to Pasav HaKisim, we have three different opinions of what Pasav HaKisim is. And we say, Ba'alokha Kidibrei Kulam, the Alokha is like all of them. Shalakol Elu, Nosnu Lamdinim Sha'amarnu, the Pasav HaKisim. We give all these three things the rule of Pasav HaKisim. So it comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger, we discussed in the Iyun. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, Nikra Maskel Falotha Kidibrei Kulam, how could that possibly be? At the end of the day, what about the fact, one way Rabbi Akiva Eger asked it, is you're going to be chayiv in benching. According to Tosfos, it says it's only a dessert. Only a dessert is pasav HaKisne. But everything else is not, and he doesn't care if it's a tart or if there's peros harbe. The only thing is, those things that are normally a dessert, but everything else is not going to change halacha. Frek Rabbi Akiva Eger, again, the kula is going to become a chumra. What about berachas hamazon? So here the Be'er Lacha introduces the beautiful Yisod of the Maimon Mordechai. The Maimon Mordechai says, if you look at the Beis Yosef, it could very well be the Beis Yosef is saying that all the Shittos agree with each other. New Rabbos say, good homework. Anybody find Rayas that they don't agree with each other? Tosfos, what's your Raya that Tosfos holds that they don't agree with each other?
Challenges Rashi, and
he says
that we're talking about, that's
Pas Gomer. That's Pas Gomer. So Rashi, if Tosfos addresses, and, well, see, oh, but the problem with Rashi is, did Rashi find his way into the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, he's the opinion of the Rambam.
He's the Rambam. Yeah. Oh, so that's an open question. Is Rashi the opinion of the Rambam? So according to Bamei Ben Yamin, according to Pnei Yoshua, Rashi's the opinion of the Rambam. According to the cave, Rashi's lopped off to the opinion of the Rambam. Mesameach, no? Bamei Ben Yamin. Okay, now Zoylin Yonim. Now you can jump. Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh, you want to bring it? So Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit difficult for me to do because I didn't learn Rabbeinu Yonah well enough. I just took out two lines.
Yeah,
and then those two lines that we did. Okay. You, anybody disagree with them in Rabbeinu Yonah? It's interesting. Okay. Okay, Rabbosai, bottom line is we have a question whether Rashi made his way into Shulchan Aruch. And the Maimar Mordechai has something over here. That the Maimar Mordechai wants to say, look, at the end of the day, Maimar Mordechai said it, and Moran HaChofetz Chaim quoted it. So we have the sheet of the Maimar Mordechai, where the Maimar Mordechai says that all three things are pasav HaKisne, and it's not the pshat that the Beis Yosef was saying we have a sveik of the dino across the board. But rather what the Beis Yosef was saying is that each Rishon was volunteering another example of pasav HaKisne. If each Rishon was volunteering another type of Pasav HaKisne, so we got three types of Pasav HaKisne, beautiful, and each one honors the other. There's no machlokis, and we could have a uniform Shita of Pasav HaKisne. Therefore, that means that if you have these things, one of these things, B'toch HaSuda, so then in such a case, it's Pasav HaKisne. And what's the halacha? So let's take a look. That we saw that the halacha is that you make a bracha lefaneha. How do I see this? So I see this spelled out in Sif Ches. We see it spelled out even in Sif Vav. We see this halacha spelled out. Pasav HaKisne bracha lebarim nimzonos achra bracha achas men shalosh. Shir skipping a line. Shir shachem ain't coming alone. Apple be shu kove alone. In varchel barmim zonos. The bottle daito etzel call adam. And then in sifches, it points out that if he eats it shalom machmas asuuda, he have in sifches lachmanios. And here the Be'er Halacha says that lachmanios is the same thing as pas. So in the top line, Sifches, we have the Achavu B'toch HaSuda, Shalom Achmas HaSuda, Tunim Brach Lefneiem, V'lo La'acharim. So all of these things, according to Maimar Mordechai, would be Tunim Brach Lefneiem, V'lo La'acharim. Which therefore means, as the Be'er Halacha points out in Dibra HaMaskel, Tunim Brach Lefneiem, that according to Maimar Mordechai, any time you have a cake, as dessert, then in such a case, what would the bracha be? Mizonos. Let's see that in the Be'er Halacha, in Dibra Maskel to Unim, where he says, I have a question. He's bothered. I've got a problem. The Adarabba, why don't we say Sabek Darabbanan Lekula? First word on the line in my edition, Sabek Darabbanan Lekula, 10 lines in. Veshema min zeh pas gomoru, v'niftar v'birchas hamotzi. Al kain ein levarech al pas kisim v'sel chasuda, elohim kain u pas kisim v'kuli alma. Asks the Be'er Halacha, but wait a second, Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi, and he doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Yonah. If that's so then you've got your stuff. How could it be that you're going to make a bracha on it? Maybe it has a din of pas. So if that's so, since it's a suffek dina, he says the halacha should be that you should not bake a bracha on it. And he says, ulefi mashekasamnu lil b'shem amar Mordechai, the esher the mod is elzeh in kushya kolkach. But according to my Mordechai, it's not a problem. According to my Mordechai, you would make a bracha on each one, because everybody agrees it's pas habavikisim. It seems to me that this was the custom in my family for many, many, many years. However, I became aware of the fact that the Be'er Halacha does not paskin like this Maimon Mordechai. He says, Uladina nira, deba'ochel davar anilosh bidvash u'meibetzim ka'agana v'sal chasuda, kein lekech v'kechach o'she'ech l'kachin yiveshim, lo yivarech v'sal chasuda fil mochlan l'king du'ach. The psak of the Be'er Halacha, even though it's not explicit in the Mishnah Berurah, it's one of those cases that you need to go to the Be'er Halacha, is that you don't make a bracha. Why? Because he views it as a sveika d'dina, and since it's a sveika d'dina, so it's safek brachas l'achil, what are you going to do with Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? I'm not sure. That's why I love the Maimon Mordechai. It fits in beautifully with the custom that I had in my family, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah is not too intimidated by Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. However you're going to answer it, some things, one of my rabbeim said, Rabbi Branchfield used to always say, there's a Yiddish expression, Mishtarp Nishman Akasha, we don't die from a question. We know where the question is, where the question ends, and someday someone will give us an approach. But the Be'er Halacha follows this way. So in terms of my responsibility as a Rebbe, in the Beis Medrash, we're Rebbe Mitzal 6, who follows this Be'er Halacha, I verified it with him. He said that we treat a pas habavikisim as a sveika d'dina, and if we treat pas habavikisim as a sveika d'dina, that would mean, according to the tradition in our base of Medrash, the halacha is that one does not make a bracha on the cakes, the sof hasuda, even for dessert. I see there are a few hands. Yes, Eitan.
Back to the airplane question with the risotto roll.
Yes.
Tim say that it's a very small roll, if I can recall, that it's not really a shear that people would be kubeh suud on.
From what my wife tells me about diets and what Rav Rome tells me about Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't agree. That's not the mitzvah. I think that mitzvah is that people don't eat a lot of bread. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvah is that's what people to do. They eat. That's where I was coming from. Maybe you're right. The Chazon Ish said, you always got to get the Metzius right. I'm always open to be corrected Metzius. If you tell me I read Rashi wrong, then I'm going to fight you till the death, and one of us is going to end up standing at the end of the day. If you're going to tell me that I didn't understand the diets of actresses today, so then I'm willing to say, I'm more likely to back down. Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
In terms of the speaker of the Dina and the Maimon Mordechai,
yes.
He even within the way he speaks about it, he says that it's like a suffix still anyway. He says blush of Epsher, this whole idea, and then basically because it's a suffix, because it's not a suffix to both sides. Even to the fact that I feel like even if we're accepting the idea that the possible is in a speaker of the Dino, it can still fit within the Maimon Mordechai and still answers up Rabbi Akiva Eger's.
Now you have a right to talk. You want to say you have more of a right than me because I didn't look up the Maimon Mordechai. So you want to say that what? That the Maimon Mordechai holds that it's a speaker of this, on the one hand. He holds it. Well, the Maimon Mordechai.
He's building an entire idea that it's like it could be that it could they all agree. It's just they could all agree. Therefore it's more of.
There's no kasha in terms of sfeika. So then it should. All right, we got to look it up.
I'm not saying they for sure all agree on it.
Maybe tomorrow we'll start with the Maimon Mordechai. Look, I'm thrilled that the Talmidim are chasing it down. How many Kolo guys are chasing it down? Excellent. Fantastic. Fantastic. This is the way you're supposed to learn. And this is the way you leave no stone unturned. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're reporting for me, but I can't talk because I didn't see the Mayan Mordechai. So let's bring it in and let's take a look at it. Okay? Yes, David.
What's the
Halloween
that
they
would not be
right?
It has every.
Oh, so let me get there. Let's get to Lachmanios to discuss what's going on. Lachura, I don't have much to add to your question. Your question is basically, maybe young, your passion is Tosis is Kasher, right? You're asking if Tosis is Kasher for me. I'll tell you in a second. Yes.
Just a clarification with the Shulchan Aruch. Does he hold that you are Megarith on this one, the one that Mishra person, the Shalom Achmos and Sin Shem Barakos, that anyone of the Apostle does in Jerusalem the Megarith?
So what would the Mishra Bura say about
what
this?
What was the
Shulchan Aruch say about this? So it's not clear. It's not clear. This is a machlokas between later poskim. Or is asking, what would the Shulchan Aruch say about one of the possible kids of the Sofa? It's not clear. It's not clear. That's why we have all the discussion today. That's where the Maimon Mordechai is coming in. So Rabosai, let's now take... Yes, Adi?
I'm just still a little confused. Bottom line, if I go to someone's house and they have something that is literally normal challah, and they just put on top that combination of sugar and the comes like that, what should I do? Bottom line.
Bottom line is, if you have challah, so first of all, what you just described is challah mamish, and they just added a little bit on top. That's not a problem with kulei alma. The question is, what happens if there's made peiros and a lot of tavlinim and very, very sweet and so on? So there, for Sfardim, it's a real shiloh, and we'll discuss privately for the Sfardim what the suggestion is. For Ashkenazim, it's not a problem at all, because Ramos says, in such a case, you make amotzi.
A lot of people I know from my family, a lot of people used to make challahs with like cinnamon and stuff like that.
By the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman says it's out of affairs. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that whatever these sweet challahs, Menetzal quotes it somewhere. Menetzal quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman, who knows where it is? Yeah, here it is. On Samach Zayin, page Samach Zayin. Koru Hatmar Zechrono Levracha L'chayelah Mabod L'chala Masukhi Tugani Pas Mura. And then Reb Nemtzal says actually something controversial. And here he says, which is very, very hard to get Reb Nemtzal to say anything controversial. He's very careful how he answers. He says, Gam L'noagim Alpiyah Beis Yosef, even according to Beis Yosef. So that's a question. Chacham Abadiyah Shlita didn't say like our Rebbe says. He says, even according to Beis Yosef, it's not a problem, that Reb Shlomo Zalman said. Okay, so that's the answer to your question. You have nothing to worry about. Sfardim, if you go with Reb Nemtzal, that becomes a chakira by itself. What happens if you have a Sfardi here who learned a tremendous amount of Reb Nemtzal? Reb Nemtzal said that that's a Beis Yosef, so presumably he could follow what Reb Nemtzal did.
Nowadays, that a lot of people stopped having that kind of challah, they're doing the wrong thing. They said, like, oh.
No. Who says I'm not out to get people? No, everything's fine. Shalom al Yisrael. No. You can have your sweet challah and so on and so forth. Don't worry. No. We're just trying to figure out what bracha to make. No one's doing anything wrong. Yes, no.
Ravam just added, even according to the Beralacha, that you have Vadev Hasbekis and like a blueberry pie, I think he's.
Right.
And then you say Mizonos for dessert.
Right.
They did all three shitas.
Of course, if you're going to have Nachon, if you have all three shitas together, in other words, if you have a blueberry pie, then in such a case you've got all three things, so then in such a case, then you would say a Mizonos, because then it's no longer a Sveika Dedina. I would like to add even more than that. Let's take a look in Sif Ches. In Siv Ches is Mefurish, that there is a time that you make a bracha of the Tov Hasubida. The problem is that this Mitzius is very, very hard to find. Says the Mechaber, Lachmanios, Osen Sheplilosan Abba Shekorin Uglayi, Lechem Gomru Mavarach Lov HaMotzi Derech HaSamozim. The Lachmanios is, which is Uglayi, gets a Motzi. So David asked me, why do we need Siv Ches? That's regular bread. So the answer is that Rashi somehow had turned it into some type of hasab of a kisnin. The mechaber is paskining like Tosos, and Tosos said it's lechem gomer. The oson shebli rason raka, v'dakim ma'od. But those things, now Rabosa, you might see our Tosos now becomes alive in Shulchan Aruch. It's ain't a dome to when you spend the day banging your head figuring out the Tosos, and when you see it in the mechaber, versus just Stam seeing the Mechaber talking about these strange things. It's a different world. This is the limud of halacha. These are how the Gedolei Mesora learned halacha. Va'osan shiblilosan rak v'dakim ol shikur niblaj mivarech la mezonos v'broch achas mein shalosh. So those things get a mezonos. V'im kova suda salem mivarech hamotzi berchas hamazon. And if you're kovei suda, gets the berchas hamazon. Of course, Rabbo said we got to be careful with pas abal b'kislam when we're kovei suda. Then in such a case, it's going to get hamotzi. Now there are many people who hold that pizza across the board gets hamotzi, no matter how much you eat and how little you eat. Even if you don't hold that way, most of the time people eat pizza. In other words, there's a lot of room to say pizza is mamish lechem. In other words, once you add Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea that says that even if it's sweet and so on, whatever the derech is for people to eat is lechem, lechem. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could take it that far. And even if you don't go so far, and you hold that it's not considered lechem, nevertheless, most of the time when people eat pizza, so most of the time people eat pizza, it's as a meal. It's for supper. Of course, in such a case, it's going to require a hamotzi and a berchas hamazon. Now, notice, we're talking about the nivlash, and the mechaber says, v'yachalu b'soch ha-suda shalom achmas ha-suda tunim brach lefneim v'lo lachareim. Then, in such a case, if you eat something shalom achmas, this shalom achmas ha-suda, this is something that is a very thin batter, and it's very, very thin. It comes out thin. It spreads out on the grill. So then in such a case, then in such a case it's going to get a tunin bracha with nehem velo lachareim. Now, is there any food like this bizman hazeh? What did we just got through saying? Pasa babi kisnin. What did we say? How do we pass the pasa babi kisnin? It's a suffix, right? Pasa babi kisnin is a suffix. So pasa babi kisnin, what happened to it? We gave pasa babi kisnin din lechem. Practically, unless it's as Noah pointed out, it has all three attributes at once. In such a case, you're not going to get a bracha. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkat Lamed Ches. The im kava, the kosva post in the osin shekorin prag. I can't even pronounce that. Ke'ein vaflim. Okay. Now, what type of vaflim are you talking about? Are you talking about what we call
waffles,
or is he talking about what we call
wafers?
Thank you. Shenatsim gamkein glilasan raka. Presumably, he's not talking about wafers. Presumably, he's talking about something that, like a waffle. But they come from, and they come from being Kulas and Raka. Now, these skills that were mentioned before, what's that? Blinces. Then, in such a case, you know, it never has the status of bread. So the Mishnah Brura contrasts between blinces. Blinces will fall into the category of something that's possible to have the Torah lechem, and if you're kovei su'uda, then in such a case, even blintzes, you would get ahamotzi. It's mefurish in the Mishnah Brura, it would get ahamotzi. But what happens about those things that shemispashtim ba'afiyosa nasim datim eklushim, that will be halacha l'maisa, the exception to something that would get a mezonos tov. So unless you have my tradition in my family that followed the Maimer Mordechai, but most don't, the tradition of the Ber Halacha. So then in such a case, then that would be the answer to a trivia question. The one instance where you have something where even if you're not, it doesn't have Torah Lechem at all, therefore even if you were Kovei Asuda, it still doesn't get Amotzi. And then that would fall into the category of something that you'd be Ochel B'Toch Asuda, and it would get a bracha lefanel v'lo l'achareo. So the question is whether such a food exists altogether. So the closest thing that comes to mind is a pancake. However, I saw Rav Ronis showed me that in the Sefer V'Soz HaBracha, he assumes no, that he says, I believe it was from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he says no, that when it comes to even a pancake, that the halacha is The halacha is that it also has some type of din of Torah lechem, and he wasn't even, the Mishnah Berurah wasn't even talking about a pancake. In fact, he writes on page 75 in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, he says that it's very, very hard to find anything today that would get a mezonis b'toch hasaguda ulamaisa kasha limso uga b'yamein sheniskayim abakol atanoim, that has all the three tanoim. And what it seems to emerge is he doesn't even discuss a case that the Tosfos, in other words, and put it back onto the daf of Gemara. Amen Beis Amid Aleph. Tosfos had introduced the idea of Nivlash, that is the case of our Gemara, where our Gemara says Lachmanios, where it has a din that if you're Koveya Seuda, so then in such a case, then you would get a hamotzi, but otherwise it's considered varim aboyim machmas the shalom machmas asud, and it's going to get a mizonos. The question becomes whether there is any example halacha l'maisa of this today. I myself, I didn't see, I wasn't aware of the Zos HaBracha. So does anybody know where it is? Anybody know where it discusses pancakes? I don't know where he discusses it. But somewhere. What's that? Yeah, I looked over there, I couldn't find it. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you, in my heart of hearts, it seems to me that the pancakes come very, 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 very close to what the Mishnah Berurah is describing. We have to verify what Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said about it. So on pancakes, there I hear is pancakes a real, real, real tzad, that it would get a mezonos even betoch ha-seuda, and it would be different than all the other cases of Hasabah b'kisnin, because there it doesn't have Torah lechem at all. If a person, it's hard for me to hear that, again, I'm mevatel my das entirely if I hear that Rav Shlomo Zalman said otherwise, if they explained in the Metzius, right? The Chazanish said that most mistakes in halacha is because you didn't get the Metzius right as opposed to the halacha correct. So did they describe to Rav Shlomo Zalman the pancake like our pancake today? As my sense is, the angemina's spreads out better than our fantastic cook, who's Reb David, is fantastic. But I don't know if his spreads out as well as Aunt Gemina's does. So if that's so then Manish, Aunt Gemina's pancakes should fall more into the category of something that's nispashik than Manish of Lila Raka. So maybe then in such a case, that would fall into that instance. And so therefore, number one, again, the kula is a chumra, the kula is a chumra, and the chumra is a kula. Number one, then, if we're talking about Angemina's thing, Tosas even introduced by Lachmanios, where even if you're Kovea Seuda, it will get a bracha machmas, even shalom machmas Seuda for a dessert. So therefore, it comes out as the following thing. If you say the Angemina's is different, then that would solve Hamotzi in the morning. There would be no problem, even if you're having this as your breakfast, there wouldn't be a need for a hamotzi. Number two is, if you had it in a meal, betoch ha-seuda, particularly as a dessert, right? Sometimes they have that in fancy events. There will be a dessert. The pancakes will come as a dessert. It won't be as machmas ha-seuda. I'm getting my metzias right for a change, Eitan. This time I got it right. A little bit, okay. So then in such a case, and Gemini was decent. That wasn't bad. Here's the answer. So then I even remember what color skin she had. So then in such a case, the halacha is that that the bracha have to explain to Jamie. Okay. So the halacha over here is that in such a case it's going to be what? It's going to be a separate mezonos, and it won't be like the regular case of pasav of b'kisnin. I leave off with another fascinating thing that I just heard a rumor that Rav Katz Shlita told the Avrechim, the Israeli Avrechim in the Kollel, that this is what I heard, again it was only a rumor, that you said there are two translations to vafim. One is waffles and the other is wafers. That it could be wafers qualify also as all three forms of pasav b'kisnin. Think about it. It's been made peiros. They have chocolate that's in between, right? Chocolate's in between. And what's the third hagdara we had?
Crunchy.
That's brittle. So maybe wafers also fall into that category. The beautiful thing about our base medrash, everybody knows how we love our Rebbe so much, we know even how much he loves chocolate. But they say, I think their Rebbe says, no, the chocolate over there might be the ikker. Just to say, hey, he comes into the chocolate. So then it comes into the category of ikker v'tavos. That would come out as a geshmak and a chokis in Torah. And in Metzias between Menensal Shlita and Rav Katz Shlita. So that's what comes out from our sugya. So Rabbo Sari, this sugya, I thank you. I never had Pasa Bobi Kisim clear, and I thank Rav Shechter for coming today, so I didn't have to say Shir and Gemara Ashitosos. So we finally figured out all the problems. We would have done it anyway. So we will do it that way in the future. These are the halachas of Pasa Bobi Kisim. Ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will start. So the sugya of Barma Bomach Rashi.